Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild. Like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
And good evening, shipmates, and welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where unfortunately we still have 882 days, 4 hours, 57 minutes, and 23 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. Oh, look at this. Oh, there it goes. 4 hours, 57 minutes, and 2 seconds. This damn website here, this clock, has been all screwed up. I don't know how long we got. Only thing I know is we still have President Obama. Just, oh God, I hate saying that. Could you somebody turn off this damn air conditioner so I can hear? Jiminy Christmas. Again, this is what happens when your staff is home with the flu. Maybe they all got Ebola. Oh, there's nothing to worry about. Oh, really? Nothing to worry about. Oh, okay. Just all these dead bodies laying around. That's not nothing to worry about. Oh, there's cushions being, cut in half. Oh, that's it. Oh, little girls are being kidnapped, and little boys, Oh, well, nothing to see here. Jesus, God almighty. Sometimes I just wonder, and I was wondering tonight, I mean, there are some days that you think to yourself, now, is it me, or is it the entire freaking world is completely upside down? Is it just me? Why does wrong seem to be right? Right seem to be wrong? Why? I don't get it. I don't like it. I like when right was right and wrong was wrong. Yes, I know it all depends on, what you consider right and what you consider wrong. But there are certain things that I think most people can agree with that, cold-blooded murder would be in the wrong category. Simple common sense stuff like that. Politicians stealing. Well, that's never happened before. Politicians making deals with the enemy. But keeping their hands clean, so, oh, it wasn't us. I didn't do anything. Yeah, no, you didn't do nothing. And then it looked like, I guess, you know, we have the most transparent administration in American political history, so we're left to guess. So we guess for whatever reason you didn't want to get caught, so you tried getting the weapons back. Now, who the hell? Now, yeah, the United States wasn't directly involved in it. Look, it doesn't matter. You've got enough money. You can get any damn weapon you want. And there's countries out there that will help you. There's people out there that will help you. As long as they're getting paid, what the hell do they give a damn? Well, until we can get rid of this guy, we still got to go to work. Just because he's in here, we got to wait till the next election and hope that we get somebody in that's just going to turn it around. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. It's up to us. We're the ones that have to do this, not them. They're not going to do it. You think they're going to fix something? Come on. You think a corrupt person is just going to go out and say, well, you know what, I was corrupt, but now I'm not. I'm no longer going to be corrupt. So vote for me again. Oh, okay. Well, he was honest. Well, until we can get rid of this guy, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Freedom is not cheap, but we can afford it. What we cannot afford is tyranny. And I don't understand how people don't seem to get it. Sometimes I wonder, am I the only one that's out there that sees that this, all this stuff that's going on, and there's so many things that are going on. I mean, you started letter A, and 4,000 years later, you might get somewhere around P. That's how many things there are. But there's what? 325 million things that are the only things that count. And that's us, the people. This is our country. This is who we are. This is how we were founded. We do not want to give it up to China, to Russia, to anybody. Not that there's anything wrong with the Chinese or Russians, but we're Americans. Russians are Russian. Chinese are Chinese. Everybody wants to take over. Everybody wants to rule the world. Well, do you think China is opening up their doors for this Agenda 21? No. You think Russia is? Think Russia's just going to open up their boundaries? Well, come on in. Come on in, Al-Qaeda. Come on in, is. And now I guess they want to change their name to Al-Qaeda. I mean, what is with the names? That's worse than that stupid, what the hell was his name? That P. Puffy Combs or whatever the hell his stupid name was. And even that Snoopy Dog, he's changed his name to a million times. I don't know what the hell it is now. Just Dog. I don't know. Snoop. Snoopy. Snoopy Poopy, whatever. I don't know. Can't keep up with all these names. Anyway, how the hell did we get on that? We don't need to be going down that road. Good God Almighty. There we go again. You start talking about liberals and, you know, your ship starts veering off course. That's all right. We'll make it. We'll make it into port on time. I've never been late yet. You want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. And you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one liberal, that's all it takes is one. As long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, it is a very, very, very busy news day. Well, tonight again is no exception, as always. Still, lots of people out there that not only want to take away your freedom, they want to take away your head. Literally. They're in the United States right now. It's a matter of time before they get that phone call. The only thing we can do is lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway, so let's do that and do that now. Ah, there we are. Officially underway and headed out to sea. Those are made shift colors. All right, now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day. God almighty, if we ever get to it. Blah, 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 blah. I want to thank Randy Kretschmar last night for coming in. Very interesting. My mom, I didn't know, was listening. She says about the, I talked to her today. She said, I'm sorry about that Cubs uniform. I thought I gave you everything you wanted. And I said, well, it was one of those things, you know, and I went back and I counted my money and I realized I didn't have enough. So I thought, you know, okay, she knew something that I didn't. And I recounted it, and yeah, okay, it was wrong. And I figured, well, maybe she wants me to wait till I get enough, and then we could do it. Well, it just never materialized, but I always remembered that. And I still always wanted that Cubs jersey. You just never got one. Never even got a Cubs hat. And I should. But I just never did. It never materialized. So one of these days, I'm going to have to get, I'd like to go to Wrigley Stadium. I'd like to see the Cubs and have them win. Wouldn't that be a hoot? But anyway, I want to thank Randy Kretschmar for coming in last night. A lot of people listened. A lot of people downloaded an archive. I'm trying to get it up on YouTube, and my stupid machine takes forever. So when I get done with the show tonight, I'm going to try it again because I can't have it on. The machine won't work. Everything is slow. Blog Talk Radio, God only knows what's going on with that. And then you put Skype in the middle of it. You never know if you're on or you're off or what the hell it's doing. It does all kinds of stuff. So I figured I'd try when the show's done and I'll let it go all night. It takes forever. So I had it on, I don't know, about 9 o'clock this morning. I had to turn it off by like 6. I couldn't hold it anymore. Couldn't take it. My machine wasn't moving. But, no, Randy, my mother gave me a compliment. She really loved, thought you were very interesting. I thought there was a lot of interesting perspectives that I've never heard before. See, there's so many. This web is so vast and so big. I mean, there are so many things connected to it. And, you know, now I've got other avenues to, you know, to look at. I did learn a lot, so I was very, very pleased with him coming on. I was, glad I had that opportunity. And this is the first place, if you want to be exact, getting the scoop. I got her, Michelle Ryder, and I got her attorney before any of them. Before that, Bill O'Reilly or Barbara Walters or any of them guys. So how about that, huh? Oh, well, hey, it was an accident. What can I say? I was glad to have them on. I want to get more of these people on here. The more we can talk about this, the more people know about it. The more people know about it, the more people are going to say no. And that's what it takes, standing up and saying no. And I love it when Democrats go, oh, you people on the right, you're the party of no. That's right. You damn Skippy we are. No to none of your crap. Every bit of it. Nothing of it works. I don't think one thing. I can't think of one thing, and I've tried. I cannot think of one thing that liberalism has ever brought this country that has been successful. And what I mean by successful, I mean, that hasn't been bankrupt or corrupt or any kind of upped. Upchucked. Nothing. Nothing works. And then people voted in this guy, and he gave everything. I mean, just he opened up the gates, man. Opened up them floodgates, man. Let it all out. He's following that Agenda 21, I mean, right down to the letter. No other country's doing it, but here the United States is leading the way. Come on in, open your borders. Mexico isn't doing it, except for Central America. And their economy's boosting because of all the coyotes that are taking them all through Mexico. Everybody's getting paid off. The cops are getting paid off. The politicians are getting paid off. All the mucky mucks are getting their bucks. And these coyotes, they're making bucks. Everybody's making bucks. Meanwhile, the American way of life is going straight down the crapper. For what? Well, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't know what America did that was so damn bad. No, America's not perfect. Okay, fine. Have we screwed up some things? Yeah. Yeah. Give me a country that hasn't. Give me a country that hasn't screwed up something. Russians screw up things. The Chinese screw up things. Even the Liechtensteinians. People screw up. That's the bottom line. Well, this screw up that we got with people kidnapping kids, why do they not know what they're doing? I don't know. I don't know how to get to that level. Well, you don't know. You don't understand that you are separating a parent and a child that does not deserve to be separated. How can these people not see this? And don't give me this nonsense that, wow, they're closer to it than you are. They know more. They do tests. They're doctors. They went to school. Well, so did a lot of people go to school. That doesn't mean a damn thing. You can have as many pieces of paper with your stupid name on it as you can find. I don't care. Make them up if you want to. I don't give a damn. But what you did to a lot of kids, now we're talking about thousands of kids that are literally, actually, illegally separated from their parents. And now you've got this kid who's, God only knows what, you know, what situation he's in. Doesn't sound like he's in all that good of a neighborhood. I mean, can't the judge see that going, hey, wait a minute, here this kid comes from a, you know, an area, and now we're going to be putting him into the freaking dreads? I mean, what? I mean, I these hearings, and, you know, I'm so sick and tired of hearings, and nobody can do anything in these hearings, because if they do, well, then they might have to be responsible for it. That's right. You're in a position to make a goddamn decision. Now make it. Oh, I got to win an election. I'll get sued. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, blah, blah. I'm not going to get my bonus. Screw your bonus. Do your goddamn job. Stop worrying about all the crap. Do it. Look, if you can see the evidence does not warrant separation from mother and child, you got no business being on the bench. Not for nothing, but you don't. And those attorneys that brought forth and the people that tried to separate her, I mean, these people, they need to be removed from their job as well. And I think, you know, I think there's a happy medium somewhere. I'm trying to find a way to fight. It's going to have to take one case. Just one case where you sue the whole smash. You sue the doctors, psychiatrists, the judges. Sue them all. Take them to court. Knock them down. Make an example out of them. Maybe that's what it takes. I don't think so. They'll still keep doing it. They still got an incentive program with the pharmaceutical industry. So they'll be able to make even more money. Now, instead of kidnapping them, we'll just put them on drugs. What do you got there, Mr. Pharmaceutical Industry? I don't know what the hell's going on with my website tonight. It keeps going on and off, so I don't know if we're on tonight or not. I have no idea. Kind of looks like we're on, but I don't know. If we are, if we're not, well, what do? Speaking of being on and being off, tomorrow... I'm sorry, but you're going to have to sail solo tomorrow night. I will be at the Yankee game tomorrow night. An old friend of mine from the car industry, back in my hometown of Vancouver, Washington. He'll be coming into New York City. I've got an opportunity. We're going to go to the Yankee game. It's going to be a nice night. It's going to be a fun night, and baseball is America. So I may not be on the air rooting for America, but I'm going to be in Yankee rooting for America. And that's the Yankees. When you think of baseball, you think of Yankees. There's no other team. Yeah, there's the Cubs. Yeah, there's a lot of teams. But the Yankees are the Yankees. And that's the way it is. So tomorrow night I will not be here. I apologize. But we'll be back Monday. We'll be back Monday night. No problem. We'll have a good show Monday. So in any event, we got to get going here. They are still, again, I got to let this out. Team Isaiah on Facebook, Save Isaiah. Or if you're on Twitter, hashtag. They are still looking for donations. Buy a hat. If you buy a hat, I don't know. I think the hats are like $5 or whatever the hell they are. I don't know. But buy a hat. That's it. Everybody buys a hat, buys a t-shirt. But I think they got other stuff like coffee mugs and stuff. Buy something. And that's all it takes. We got to get this kid home. He's not in a very good neighborhood. Mother's scared to death. The kid's got to be scared to death. He's missing a foot. So that can't, you know, he's going to get teased and bugged. What is he, 16, going on 17 here? Going into a rough high school? Broken away from his girlfriend, his home. I don't, you know, I mean, the guy is like, you know, he's now living, I guess, in St. Louis. Or Chicago. But he's from Kansas City. What the hell's going on with Missouri? Everything is going on in Missouri, man. What the hell? Missouri and Chicago. Both them places. Well, I don't know. Well, there's a lot of places. America. I don't know what the hell's going on with America. Up is down, down is up. Bad is good, good is bad. What the hell is this crap? I want to go back when right was right and wrong was just friggin' wrong. And we left it at that. We didn't argue. Cutting people's heads off. Chopping little boys in half. Okay, this stuff is wrong. And when we see a wrong, well, we correct it. We fix it. Well, this is a world problem. These boys now control 7 oil fields, 7 of them now, and 2 small refineries. I mean, it's they're bringing in as much, there's a report here, of $2 million a day. I guess that equates to what, 40,000 barrels? 40,000 barrels a day, man. $2 million a day. This is the largest terrorist organization. They've got, what is it, 25,000? An army of 25,000? That's a lot, man. Big army. That's a big place. Well, so what? We can still conquer them. But it's going to take we, not us, but we, meaning everybody. And Muslims, you're going to have to lead the way. You're going to have to lead the way. We're going to have to wipe out, somebody's going to have to go. And it's going to have to be ISIS because they're the biggest. And if we don't take them now, Saudi Arabia, you got to get involved. Egypt, you got to show the world. You got to show the Muslim community that Saudi Arabia and Israel are serious about terrorism, and you're not going to put up with it. You're going to have to lead the way. I'm sure if you lead the way, you say, hey, boys, we need some help. We can get Europe. We'll even get the damn Russians. They don't like that Islamic terrorism over there either. But they got it over there, too. It's everywhere. get the United States and British. Now this guy, he's a Brit. This guy that cut reporter's head off. Now, I don't know. I didn't see the video, and, of course, he had his face covered. Now, I don't know if this guy is a regular Englishman that flipped, or is he born over there but of Muslim descent or Arabic descent. So I don't know what the hell he is. The only thing I know is the guy is a goddamn animal. You're going to be cutting somebody's head off on video and threaten to cut another guy's head off, and you're proud of it. You got to go. These people got to go. We got to bomb the whole damn area. They've already taken over. They kicked everybody out, so the only people that are there are them. So let's get rid of them. Send a couple of drones up there. Take a couple of pictures. If we had a space program, maybe we could have a satellite or two, you know, take a couple of photos, maybe some astronauts, you know, floating around up there, taking some photos. Gee, that's never been done before. Think maybe we can do something like that, find out where the hell these bastards are, send a plane or a drone or anything. But make sure the son of a bitch is dropping off bombs. And knock them out. I mean, to me, it just seems like that's what should be done. Seems, I mean, that's, you know, we got to wipe them out. And if we're going to be the only ones on board, well, then I guess we're going to have to do it. But, you know, it's got to get done. If people had respect, other countries had any respect for this president, maybe we could build a coalition. But the United States hasn't had respect in a long time. One, you know, we started, I think, it, you know, we got to, I mean, under Clinton, it just seemed to, I don't know, it just, things seemed to just go too far, and, you know, I thought we learned our lesson the first time, and we'd never vote for him again, and I mean, Dole, I like Dole. Okay, fine. He was cool. But, you know, I mean, Clinton, even Monica Lewinsky, even a, you know, a stained blue dress couldn't keep him from winning that election. So, whatever. But I didn't like that direction. And then, you know, Bush, I thought, you know, if things were going to go, you know, much better, then we got hit with 9/11. If things started going good, I knew we were going to have to go to war. And then because, I don't know, you know, liberals are liberals. You never know what they're really thinking. What they tell you they're feeling, what they're thinking, I don't know. Like all this feigned outrage that's going on in Ferguson now. And now you got all the reporters are leaving. Well, there's no action anymore. I'm leaving. Oh, looks like the circus is over. It's pathetic. Absolutely friggin' pathetic. And then to hear Megyn Kelly, and good for her. You know what? And damn it to hell. I mean, Sean Hannity, they cut into Sean Hannity the other night, and all this breaking news of nothing. And Shepard Smith got all these videos of all this stuff, and he's got this big room, this big, like, war room of all this news coming in. I mean, come on. You don't need that, and then it goes on for like 2 hours and nonstop. I mean, you know, I mean, CNN, like what they did with that airliner that we still haven't found, either in the Indian Ocean or Pakistan or God only knows where it is. I mean, it's just enough. And Megyn Kelly, I mean, she's doing her show. And they start showing all this stuff going on because some guy was being arrested. So what? People are arrested every day. They're not breaking news. And they're rioters. We don't need to see it. And she's over here. And she makes a very valid point. And this is what I'm talking about. It just seems to me, well, maybe me and Megan, maybe we share a little something here. We understand that, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. Stupid is stupid. And we're talking about a reporter that's been held captive for, I don't know, a couple of years now, getting his head chopped off by what they call John, one of the Beatles. Because there's a big, I think they got like, what, 12,000? 12,000 Brits are over there fighting with ISIS. They got Australians. They got all kinds of people. I mean, what the hell? I mean, this is nuts. So this poor girl over here is trying to, talk about this, you know, reporter getting his head cut off. I mean, this is news. A reporter getting his head cut off by John the Beetle. Where was the walrus? And break in to this news in Ferguson. And they put the cameras on it and they got all this. And she's like, she is pissed. And good for her. She's like, what the hell, man? I'm over here, I'm talking about this guy getting his head cut off, and you're bringing this crap, Ferguson? I mean, like, there's riots. They've been rioting for God knows how long. I guess this was Tuesday night this happened. So, I mean, Fox News, what are they doing? I mean, they're turning into CNN with this crap. And Shepard Smith, I don't need to have you break in. I'm trying to watch a little news, trying to watch this. I don't need to have you break in and your stupid little, you know, your war room and all your videos. And he's trying to manipulate the news. Oh, but everything's peaceful. All peaceful. Then, well, what the hell are you doing here? Where's the news? It's stupid riot in Missouri. You know, when you got something, you know, you got some breaking news. Okay, fine. You can break in. But you're going to have to wait till this girl gets done talking about this reporter that's been held captive by these bastards getting his head chopped off. It can hold. It can wait. It can wait. You don't need to break in. Well, she let him have it. Good for her. Good for you, Megyn Kelly. She says, hold on. I realize something is happening in Ferguson, but we're talking about something important here. Yeah. So you can at least split screen the video. Well, it didn't look like anybody knew how to do it in there. They couldn't figure it out. They finally went back to her. She goes, the protesters and the police are clashing again. They're clashing again. But we're talking about the dead. The death of an American who was beheaded. And Pete deserves his say. That's right. That's right. Pete was, I guess she was talking to somebody. But, I mean, what the hell? I mean, Fox News sometimes, man, I don't know what the hell's going on. But, I mean, we don't need Shepard Smith breaking in with all this news. Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested. When something really, really happens, okay, you can break in. I understand. I get it. But rioting that's been going on since, what, August 9th? What the hell is it today? Today's the 21st or whatever the hell it is? Today's the 21st. So you do the math. I can't do the math anymore. I studied Common Core. Now I'm an idiot. I can't figure out numbers anymore. I have no idea. Numbers are just a bunch of squiggly lines. That's all I see. I have no idea what a number is. But now ISIS, getting back to God Almighty, 2 million dollars a day this terrorist organization is making. They say the black market oil sells for about 25 to 60 bucks per barrel, which the market now is about 102. So there's a lot of countries, especially a lot of poor countries, are going to buy that oil. You know damn good and well they are. China, Russia, you know they've got people that'll buy it. We probably got people in the United States that are buying it. More than likely, I'm sure we do. I'm sure we do. Well, a source close to the matter told London-based newspaper that Akimukibaki, I can't pronounce these damn names, that Islamic State is selling Iraqi oil to Kurdish traders in regions bordering Iraq, Iran, and Syria before shipping to Pakistan. Now, wait a minute. I thought they were attacking the Kurds. God, I mean, this... Well, where I guess in Pakistan it's being sold for less than half of the market rates. I mean, everybody's corrupt in it. Everybody. I mean, ISIS is buying out everybody. They're buying off everybody. I'm sure they probably, if they don't have anybody in our government, I'm sure they're getting ready to. Somebody's having lunch with somebody right now. Well, it wouldn't be lunch. It would be cocktails. Experts told FoxNews.com that the controlled oil fields and refineries in northern Iraq could potentially produce as much as 80,000 barrels a day, which means that would be $4 million a day. Even Common Core math will get you to that. That's $4 million a day. They can do whatever the hell they want. And you have to rush off to your little golf game with, I guess, Alonzo Mourning and who the hell else? I don't know. But here you have Fox News, should know better, cutting into stupid person, which is more and more looking like it was a legitimate, I hate to say legitimate, but I mean a justified shooting. But I still like to know why tasers can't be used first. I mean, I'm just saying. And they knock you down. They knock you down quick. Real quick. Then you got time, you know, to put the cuffs on them and nobody gets hurt. I mean, I'm just saying. Look, I understand, you know, police brutality, and I don't like it. I bitch about it all the time, but I don't understand why the police can't use other methods other than the gun. The gun, to me, should be at this point, this time in, what are we, in the 21st century now? I think we're somewhere near there. Look, we all understand that the cops got a crappy job, and they work in neighborhoods where they got crappy people. We get it. I get it. I don't envy these guys. You gotta tip your hat, man. I mean, they're doing a crap job, man, in a crap neighborhood. But not everybody can do that job. Not everybody can. Now, exactly what the hell happened? Again, I guess we got the most transparent police department in American history. So we're left to guess with what the hell happened. I don't understand why they can't come out and make a goddamn statement. I know we're hearing dribs and drabs, but when something happens, the cops ask you, and they demand that you give them the information. Well, why can't they give the information? If it's a justified shooting, then you shouldn't have any trouble in just coming out and saying what the hell happened. But it seems to me that I still believe somebody's out there trying to, they want a riot. Then you got that governor. He's an idiot. What the hell's his name? Nixon. He's an idiot. It's going to be prosecution. And you got the attorney general. See, now here, this is what, I know we broke into talking about is, but we'll get back to it. Well, let's get back on track here. Let's screw it. We're going to get to it. A source close to the matter told London-based newspaper that Aki Miki Mookie Mook is selling Iraqi oil to the Kurds, which goes through Iraq, Iran, and Syria before it finally ends up in Pakistan. Unbelievable. $80 billion, or 80,000 barrels of oil a day. $4 million this terrorist organization is going to be making. And our president wants to golf. Fox News, who should have known better, cuts in on Megyn Kelly for the stupid Ferguson. President Obama, he cuts away, has to break away from his vacation to go on another vacation. I don't know what the hell the difference is. He doesn't do any work when he's in Washington, and when he does do any work, he screws it up. So as far as I'm concerned, stay on Martha's Vineyard. But he comes out and he tries to make a speech, which was pre-written, reading from a teleprompter. A heartfelt speech about one of our reporters, one of our people, an American, been held captive, got his head chopped off on a video. And YouTube, well, they finally took it down, which they should have taken it down immediately, but whatever. They took it down. I mean, how can you sit there and watch every single video? You know, some videos are 2 hours or whatever. So, whatever. But he gets out there. He makes this speech. It's full of just nothing. Trying to make the American people feel comfortable. Well, you don't make us feel comfortable. You make me feel very insecure, very afraid. So he comes out and he makes a speech. Well, at least he said something. And then he goes to golf. How do you go out there? And then they're taking pictures, and you've seen all the pictures, and even the Post put up a picture. I got a picture here. He's out there golfing, which I don't know who the hell's in the shot, but next to him, they've got underneath, they've got a picture of the parents crying. You know, when they were doing that. And here's the president, you know, he's in his golf cart and he's laughing. The other picture of him doing fist bumps. I mean, he's just having a great old time. I don't know who the hell he was really golfing with, why it was so important, and how could it be so funny. Look, I know that you need some downtime, because when you're sitting in the Oval Office with your feet on the desk, that tires you out. It's stressful. That's why you got all that gray hair, which I still believe is dyed. But you never can tell. Who knows? Liberals are like that. They put a little gray hair on him, it'll make him look like, you know, he's more astute, a little older, or he doesn't look like Howdy Doody. He's an idiot. But you can break away from your damn golf there, Mr. President. Isn't that what presidents are supposed to do? I hate saying that word, Mr. President. I mean, it just makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. The presidents don't act that way. Here's what presidents do. When their embassies are on fire and they can't find their ambassador and they're under attack with mortars and machine guns, well, here's what they do. They get their ass into the Situation Room. And if you're really that hungry, well, then you've got a private chef. Somebody can order up some tofu sandwiches. And you can work and eat at the same damn time. But your ass belongs into the Situation Room. Your ass does not belong in the dining room. And then, of course, you get done, then you got to go out in the balcony and have a couple of cigarettes. I mean, that right there, the total disregard for American lives, that right there is grounds, as far as I'm concerned, for impeachment, right there. Actually, the first one was allowing and making sure that Al-Qaeda got their weapons. That right there should have been number one. He should have been gone right then. But we get a lawsuit that's going to go nowhere except to sit right next to the contempt charge of our attorney general, who's now in Ferguson taking charge. Now, this is where I left off. Well, I guess since we're here, we might as well get here. But this, to me, seems like it's sending out I see this really blowing up in the powers to be's faces. I know they want to riot for whatever reason. I don't know that. It just, you know, the evidence seems to kind of point that somebody does. Well, now you've also got people, they want a conviction. Well, all the autopsies point that he was not shot in the back. I know you've got an attorney out there, one of the family's attorneys, swearing up and down, no, he was shot in the back, went out his eyeball. Blah, 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 blah. Well, it doesn't appear to be that way. And now you got the attorney general. He's down there. He's going to see to it that justice is done. And there's an investigation. And you got the governor. Oh, we're going to get justice for the Brown family. Justice for the Brown family. Justice for the Brown family. Well, what's going to happen when they do their investigation and find out that it was a legitimate shooting? And most people are starting to wake up now and realize, I guess this guy was this really wasn't what we thought it was. Well, what's going to happen when those, the people that are still out there, and it doesn't seem to be, the numbers don't seem to be really, well, I mean, there's some diminishing, but there still is a number of them. There's a lot of them. So what's going to happen now when they come out and say, oh, no, it was a clean shooting? Now you're going to have all the people really erupt. So by you coming out there, Attorney General, only thing you're doing is just making it worse. You should stay out of it. That's a local police matter. If the local police can't handle it, I'm sure they got state troopers. They got something. If they need to, they'll get the FBI. If they need you, they will call you. You do not need to go down there. But by you going down there, the only thing you're doing is you're putting validity into these rioters. Now you're telling the people that are protesting down there, automatically, this cop is guilty. The governor's out there saying that this cop is guilty and they're going to get justice for this family. They're going to do an intense prosecution or whatever the hell he said? I got it in here somewhere. But, I mean, what the hell is that? They're out there saying that this cop is guilty. And now you've got people that are out there. That's the only thing that they hear. See, he wants to get reelected. So if he comes out and says, no, that cop was, legitimate shooting, everybody go home, there's no reason to riot, well, then he's afraid he's going to lose the black vote. And he's a Democrat. So Democrats, well, they got to stick up for, they're in a victim category. So they got to side with them. And if they don't, well, they're going to lose their election. It's all about the election. It's about nothing else. That's it. But what you're doing down there, Holder, and you're bringing in all of your agents and all the FBI agents, you're telling these people down there that this cop is guilty and you're going to get to the bottom of it, you're going to prosecute it, and these people think that, you're going to put him in the electric chair here next week. I mean, they want him tried, convicted, and hung. Now. And you're just adding validity to it. So it tells me, are you purposely trying to start this riot? So you can test out all your new gear and set in motion your martial law so you can take total control? So you can look like you're actually doing something when you're doing nothing? And then pass more gun laws with your executive order pen? I mean, what the hell? I mean, the incompetence, not only does tyranny trickle down, but so does incompetence. I don't know who the hell is in charge or who the hell should be in charge. But the Attorney General's taken over. You know, we got important things going on. I mean, Megyn Kelly is right. I mean, we got important matters going on. We've got an army of 25,000 brutal killers. I mean, they have no trouble chopping little boys in half. They have no trouble of cutting little girls' heads off. These people are sick. They rape, they pillage, they plunder, they murder. Shoot you, stab you, cut your head off, cut you in half, torture you. I mean, these are not good people. Mr. Attorney General, maybe you should be working on some kind of, way to secure the border. Maybe you can get with Homeland Security. Maybe you guys can do something. Maybe, follow the laws that we already have on the books. Since you're the Attorney General, you're supposed to be the top lawyer. I guess you're the top liar. But we got Fast and Furious going on there. You're putting weapons. You should be up on criminal charges for putting weapons in the hands of Mexican drug cartels. You should be in handcuffs. You should be in a jail cell right now, Mr. Holder. Not for nothing. But you got to come down here because it's a white cop and a black teenager. And they always got to make, it's an African-American, unarmed African-American teenager. Got to get that in there, African-American, and against a white cop. We don't need to know the colors. If there is a race involved in it, okay, well, we'll get to that bridge when we get to the bank of the river. But right now, we're still in the frickin' desert. We haven't reached a forest yet. When we do, we got to go through the forest to get to the goddamn river. So let's get there when we get there. This is what happens when you give a human being a brain. All these bastards do is use it. U.S. military leaders said on Thursday, which is today, the sophistication, wealth, and military might of IS poses a major threat to the United States that may surpass that from Al-Qaeda? What do you mean, may? They already have. Who's the idiot? That's stupid Chuck Hagel. You know, there is something with that dude, man. I mean, it just seems to me that he's like the, you know, the uncle, he comes over for the holidays and he's, you know, you feel sorry for him, you humor him. He looks normal, but, you know, after a couple of drinks, he starts talking weird stuff. I don't know, Chuck Hagel is just a yes man, a just a this, a that. I'm sick and tired of having all these so-called cabinet positions when they're just, they're positions for their friends. They're figureheads. They don't do anything. I mean, yeah, they're in charge, they'll go to a meeting here and there, but I mean, we need to put people in positions that, you know, have a little experience and, you know what the job actually entails, cares about it, wants to do it, does it. Well, Chuck Hagel told reporters at the Pentagon they are imminent, an imminent threat to every interest we have, whether it's in Iraq or anywhere else. Well, really, they're genius. I mean, we need this guy to tell us this, the obvious. We know the obvious. We know it. We're Americans. We pay attention. We're focused. Is posed a threat to the United States comparable to that of the attacks of September 11th? Hagel said the group was as sophisticated and well-funded as any group we have seen. Well, when you're getting $2 million a day and maybe very soon could be $4 million a day, you can do a hell of a lot more damage than what they did on September 11th. And I do. I see an attack coming from these people much bigger. I hate to say it. I hate to get all, you know, apocalyptic, but these people don't seem to be afraid to kill anybody, nor is it, are they afraid to kill mass people at a time. I mean, if you could cut a little boy in half and cut a little girl's head off, chop people's heads off and twist them off and play with them, play soccer with them, put their heads on fence posts, take pictures with them, they'll do just about anything. And I think it is something that the United States really needs to take a look at and prepare for. And our president needs to get off the damn golf course. Somebody needs to lead him into the situation room. Somewhere in the District of Columbia vicinity, somebody needs to secure that border, and the only one that seems to be able to do it now is the president, because he's executive ordered the damn thing open. And nothing anybody can do about it. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why can't the Border Patrol and certain people, why can't they rebel? They really are that afraid to lose their job? What are you afraid to lose? I'm more afraid to lose my country than I am my stupid job. So I think that's a decision, you know, people are going to have to start making on their own. What's more important, my job or my country? You think for 1 second these people aren't here now and aren't coming across the border probably at this very moment. They're coming across right now. All they need is just get that phone call. Okay, go out and kill the infidel. God only knows how they're going to do it, too. You're getting $2 million a day. You can become very creative. And if you need something, well, $2 million a day, well, it'll buy you just about any damn thing you need. And our president wants to golf. That's more important. We've seen the problems even before is of our border. I don't buy this crap. I'm so sick and tired of hearing all these lame, weak, pitiful excuses of all these heartwarming stories of all these people. Blah, 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 blah. Look, we can't do it to their country. We're the only country that is doing this crap. And the only reason why we are doing this, it is not for humanitarian reasons. It is for votes and votes only. That is it. But yet, because you have veto power and you exercise that power, you got to get indicted. You got to go to court. You face 109 years in jail. Again, right is wrong, wrong is right, up is down, what the hell? General Martin Dempsey, he's the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the group could pose a direct threat to Western countries through a return of European or U.S. nationals to their home countries after they have fought in Syria or Iraq. Well, it doesn't seem like they want to go home anytime soon. I say anybody that is a knockoff Syria and Iraq, you can't fly into the United States. You cannot come to the United States if you're from Syria or Iraq. We need to secure the border. Nobody can come in anymore. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to figure some things out. Put an end to a few things. We're going to have to understand that these people that are coming over here are coming over here to do us harm. The very first sentence of our Constitution, to provide for the common defense. Well, opening your border and allowing all the criminals that you can possibly get, I mean, you got that MS-13. They just as soon cut your head off, too. They don't give a damn. These people are killers, too. You've got all this Islamic terrorism. That's coming over here. Don't think for one second. But they don't even have to come over here anymore. They've got enough people over here where they can do damage right here. It doesn't take that many, and you can do a lot of damage. They had, what, 19 guys? Supposed to be 20? Look at the damage they did. That's all it takes. Of course, there was other people in the background. They didn't build that. They had a government. Well, that's right, they did. They had several governments. And now they got their own government. I mean, they're selling oil. I mean, they got anything and everything that they want, that they need. And they keep on killing, and our president keeps on golfing. Well, Rick Perry warns that his terrorists have already made it into the country. We already know that. Saying that the terrorists' own version of mission creep will draw them from Iraq to the United States, of course. You know is sending people our way. You know they're planning something. I just don't, you know, I hate talking about it, but, well, where they're going to hit, I don't know. I'm going to the Yankee game tomorrow night, so I hope they don't hit the Yankee game tomorrow. Maybe if our president can cut his vacation short and actually come into Washington, D.C., find a Situation Room somewhere, go to work, planning a mission. Look, I'm sorry if it means we're going to have to bring more troopers back to Iraq. I know it sucks, but I don't think we need to. I don't think we need that many troopers. What we need are a lot of bombs. We can find out where these people are. You got your drones. Take a few pictures. You got satellites. You got stuff. Find out where they are and bomb the living hell out of them. Then you wait. You find out where they are again and bomb them. But you start putting ground troops on there and they intermingle within the crowd. You don't know who they are. You're never going to win. We're going to be in Iraq for the next, till the third coming. We need to wipe these people out. And we need everybody on board. Muslims, you're going to have to lead the way. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, I don't know what the hell's going on with Turkey. I mean, you can't trust them. You don't know what the hell they're doing. 1 minute they're on this side, the next minute they're on that side. They don't know. I think there is obvious, great concern that because of the condition of the border from the standpoint of it not being secure and us not knowing who is presenting, who is penetrating across, the individuals from ISIS or other terrorist states could be entering the country, Mr. Perry said. This was during an event hosted by the National Review and Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. And I think it is a very real possibility that they may have already used that entry point. I think it's much more than a possibility. You know for a fact that they did it. You don't have to. I mean, come on. I think it's only obvious that they have. I think common sense takes over. So you think at this point, knowing full well, I mean, little old Americans like, you know, you and me, we can figure this stuff out. And here you got a president who's a constitutional scholar. Oh, he's really smart. He's got a Peace Prize, too. Wow, yeah. You would think he'd be able to figure this out. So what does he do? Well, he opens the border to allow more of them to come in, and he goes and golfs. You got pictures of him, and they're... I guess they were eating ice cream or whatever. He loves to say, he always eating. Every time you turn around, this guy is stuffing something in his face. Always eating something. Why don't you go to work? Best thing you can do right now is stay out of the way and shut up. Somebody's got to break that teleprompter of his. No teleprompters around him. And no microphones and no cameras. Put him in a round room. Tell him to pee in a corner. That'll keep him occupied for a while. Maybe we might be able to get something done around here. We might get some freedoms back. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice to get a couple of freedoms back? That'd be nice. Freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that. Just freedom in general. The feeling of freedom. I don't feel, well, I mean, I know I'm free, but I mean, I don't feel as free as I used to. Let's put it that way. And I see a lot of other people that are losing a lot of freedom that are right around me. It's only a matter of time before they finally get you. But what do? Well, we don't care. They haven't got me yet, so I'm going to keep voting for it. As long as I become a good soldier and I'm really nice to them, they won't hurt me. No, it doesn't work that way. They don't care. They care about them. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. And now you got all these people in Ferguson. When they find out after all these investigations that they're doing, I mean, everybody's doing an investigation. You got the state doing their investigation, the local cops doing an investigation, the FBI, the DOJ. How is anybody going to get anything done? But when they find out that it was a legitimate shooting, well, then now these people are really going to riot. Or not riot, but I mean they're really going to be upset at Eric Holder and Barack Obama, which they're already pissed off at him now. So if they're trying to win another election, this is not the way to do it. So I say stay down there in Ferguson there. Maybe we might be able to get a few different faces in our government. Maybe we might be able to change something. I don't know. But I'm sick of the old crap. We got to get rid of what we got in here now. And that includes a lot of Republicans. Every Democrat needs to go. I don't care who you are. If you're a Democrat, you're gone. No exceptions. Done. And Republicans, Just because you say you're Republican doesn't mean that you know. That doesn't mean nothing. No. Boehner, done. McConnell, done. McCain, done. All of them, done. Graham, done. Done. They're done. All of them. That stupid Murkowski up there in Alaska, done. Been done with her for a long time. All of them, done. I don't know, Ohio, I mean, just because he's John Boehner and Speaker of the House doesn't mean that he can't be challenged. That doesn't make any sense to me. The Republican Party, what are you doing there, Reince Priebus? Huh? You know, I want that party to come back and just be... You don't have to be anything other than who you are. We don't have to come out and try to cater to all these groups. We cater to one group, the American group. The Constitution is for everybody. It's not for specific groups. Freedom is for everybody. You don't have this kind of freedom for these people and this kind of freedom for those people. I mean, it's ridiculous. Freedom is freedom is freedom is freedom. And we got it. It's in our Constitution. It says so. It's in black and white, and I've got the damn document in my hands. Right here it is. The government has not been able to find this one yet. They're looking for it. But they haven't been able to confiscate it yet. I won't let them have it. Former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney. He got on with old Hannity the other night. I watched a little bit of it last night. Well, he was very, he wasn't pulling any punches. Well, I mean, Dick Cheney, you can say whatever you want to, but I mean, look, he's not an angel. We all know that. None of these people are angels. They're all devils, every damn one of them. Well, at this point, whether you like him or not is really irrelevant. What he said was correct. And he was very critical of Obama last night for going golfing immediately after delivering a statement on the beheading of an American journalist, either James Foley, being held captive. What, you ran out of Talibans to trade for him? What? Well, I guess they sent out a rescue squad. They had, you know, they had the intel. But when they got there, well, they were gone. Nowhere to be found. Kind of like those weapons of mass destruction. When they got there, well, they're gone. Duh. Any weapon is a weapon of mass destruction. It all depends on how you're using it and whether it's a weapon or a tool. I don't know that whole, you know, well, we can't. But if we were going to go in there, we should have gone. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't really particularly, I got to be honest, I really wasn't particularly pleased in the way that we went into Iraq. Wasn't pleasing the way we went into Afghanistan. I would have done it a little differently. That's just me. Maybe I didn't have the intel. I don't know. But seems to me that we were fighting, a 20th century war and a 21st century, you know, war. You know, I mean, did we not learn our lesson? From Korea and Vietnam, you can't win a guerrilla war. They're not really guerrillas, but I mean, when they're blending in, they don't wear a uniform. They look like normal civilians. How the hell are you supposed to know who's who? I didn't like the way we went in there. I really believe, hey, look, the ground troops went in there and they did a nasty job, man. That was a dirty, filthy, nasty, frickin' just a horrible job that they had to do, man. And I think they did pretty well. I think they, you know, they kept them and they knocked them back as best they could. And when we had our troops there, Iraq was stable. well, I wouldn't say stable, but I mean, they were coming close. We got out of there, and what happened? It blew up. And what do you think is going to happen to Afghanistan? We get out of there, what's going to happen? Immediately. Boom. It's going to ignite again. Since we're over there, let's not leave until we've completed the mission. And if you're supposed to be, you know, Mr. Diplomat, everybody's got respect for Barack Obama because he won an election, or should I say stole an election, wins a peace prize for it, and you told your big speech there in Egypt about all this and all that, and I go, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Well, Egypt isn't too pleased with you either. The Egyptian people aren't too pleased with you either. Nobody is. Nobody has respect for this president. I mean, nobody. The Russians don't. The Russian people don't. I mean, they're making fun of him every day. Of course, we're making fun of him every day because he deserves it. ISIS, they have no respect for him. They don't have any fear for him. They don't care. They're not afraid. And I guess at some point, they got no reason to be afraid. Let's see, how many Marines, how many thousands of Marines have we gotten rid of now? Over 20,000, getting rid of them. We just got rid of 8,000 chiefs in the Navy. I mean, they're getting rid of ships, getting rid of troops. Well, what are we doing? How do you, well, because we're getting out of these wars, we don't need more troops. No, we need more troops. Right now, with what's going on in the world, just what's going on in the United States, we need a bigger army. We're being invaded. But with IS, we don't know. I mean, we don't know where they are. They're here, but we don't know where. I mean, just because they're Muslim doesn't mean that they're connected with this, but how do you know? Well, we don't. You've also got regular Americans that get attracted to this crap for whatever reason. I don't know. I have no idea. But I don't see how Hamas and Al-Qaeda and IS and chopping people's heads off, how that is glorifying. How that makes somebody go, God, man, that'd be great to join that group. Yeah. Let's go sign up. Well, Mr. Cheney says every day we find new evidence that he'd rather be on the golf course than he would be dealing with a crisis that's developing rapidly in the Middle East. Well, we already know that. We beat that to death. You would think that this guy, this president, with his, you know, nobody's allowed to take a picture of him unless you're the, you know, official White House photographer. So all these newspapers, they can only get whatever photographs that they give out to him. So you would think that the president, knowing what's going on in the world, he just gets done giving a speech about one of our Americans getting his head cut off. One would think that if he's going to go to the golf course, that he would want to make damn sure that there was no cameras anywhere. I mean, nowhere. No cameras, period. You would think. Just out of respect. If you really necessarily, positively had to get out there to that golf course, you couldn't do anything. You had to golf. You had to go out on that golf course, and you had to golf. There was nothing more important than you getting on that damn golf course and golfing. That's what you had to do. You should have made damn sure there was no photographers, no cameras, no cell phones, nothing. No, does he? No. I guess he's proud of that image of him always having fun. I guess he's proud of that image. I don't know if I'd want to be that proud. He's got the high fives and the fist bumps. He's smiling. Oh, he's always having a good old time. Well, David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, when he found out, I mean, he found out about it. I mean, he left his vacation. But Obama, no, he just gave a speech from a teleprompter. When you're talking about somebody, one of your Americans that died, if you can't speak from the heart, you got no business getting up there speaking, period. Period. I don't want to hear it. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon. This guy, I'm not liking this dude. I'm not liking him at all. We're going to get that prosecution. Intense prosecution. We're going to get you. Everybody's going to get somebody. Well, it turns out this Dorian Johnson, who was his buddy, who was, you know, we're in the street, playing in the street, after they stole some cigars. Well, this guy has had police report of a theft, and it was over a backpack or something, I don't know. Didn't show up for his court hearing. Okay, is it bad what he did? Okay, yeah, but I mean, is he, you know, is he creep territory? Well, you know, it depends on all the other stuff that he never got caught doing. I don't know. But if you're going to be hanging around with some dude that's going to be stealing a bunch of cigars, going out and attacking cops, I mean, this kid can't, you know, he can't have very much upstairs. That's all I'm saying. But he's going to be the star witness. Well, he's the one that's out there saying that he was shot in the back. He had his hands up. He was surrendering. Bop, 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 bop. Oh, well, now we're finding out. No, he said he was shot like an animal. Shot like an animal. Shot like an animal. Kind of like when Mr. Brown grabbed the store clerk by the throat. Was that like an animal? Well, Johnson's claims helped inspire the protests, it says here. Because he was shot in the back and his hands up, and now you got all these protesters, they're running around with their hands in the air. Because they only read the headlines. That's all they read was his quotes and one eyewitness. And now you got all these other people claiming to be eyewitnesses. Everybody's an eyewitness now. Meanwhile, the bullets do not, by all of the autopsies, appear to be shot from the back. So that story doesn't pan out. But yet we still have our Attorney General. What more of an investigation are you going to conduct down there, Mr. Attorney General, huh? What are you going to do? And then when you come out and you say, well, no, it was a clean hit, then what? Now you're going to have these people, these black people are going to go, what the hell, man? This is, you know, Attorney General, he's black, president's black. So they're thinking they're going to get this guy prosecuted. He's going to be, you know, tried, convicted, and hung. Well, it ain't going to happen. And now, I mean, it could spark up even bigger riots. And maybe, again, I hate going back down to this, but maybe that's what they want. I don't know. I don't know. But nobody, it just seems like anybody who has any position of authority and power down there is screwing up. I mean, you had the one state trooper, he come down there, he was in charge for a little while, and he, you know, he had peace. Well, that's not what they wanted, so they got rid of him now. Now you got the Attorney General. Looks like the National Guard, looks like they're leaving. which it may have to come back again. Look, you know, riots and looting and that stuff, that is dangerous. But at that point, I guess the only thing you can do is cordon off a certain area and let them burn the damn place down. And when they try to get out, well, that's when you arrest them. I guess that's the only way you can do it. Wherever they're looting, just cordon it off. And hey, when they're done, they try to leave. Wow. Yeah, you're going to leave all right in a friggin' paddy wagon. You're going to go to jail. I don't know what the hell the answer is. But there's a lot of black people that they expect, because the attorney general's black and the president's black, that they're going to get justice. And their justice is this white cop being tried for murder and convicted and have to spend the rest of his life in jail or the death penalty. That's what they expect. That's what they think is going to happen. Well, it ain't. It ain't going to happen. But they think it will, and it won't. And now we're going to have a bigger mess on our hands. That's the problem with people in positions of power. Every time they take charge of something, they just screw it up. According to the Post-Dispatch, the president of the local chapter of the NAACP knew about these so-called charges against Johnson, but the fact that he was guilty of lying to the police didn't matter to him. Well, may or may not matter. He believes his story. Adolphus Pruitt, president of the St. Louis NAACP chapter, which has been encouraging witnesses to come forward, said Johnson's false report case doesn't concern me. He's been very clear about what occurred. Really? Shot in the back? Hands up? General Mike? Is what you call him? He's been very clear about what occurred, and now we have four others stating facts that support the statements he's been making. Really? Well, the evidence doesn't show it. So, yeah, you can find four people in the hood that are going to go, what, a black kid was shot by a white cop? Oh, okay. Sure, you could probably find that in white neighborhoods reversed the same way. Because people don't want to read the article, they just want to read the headline. And if the headline is interesting, well then, okay, they become an immediate expert on what happened just simply by the headline. He goes on, why would that diminish other accounts that are relatively the same? They're not relatively the same. They've been coached and coerced, and they heard it on the news, so anybody can say the same kind of same stuff that they heard on the news 50 million times. And every time you turn on Fox News, here's Shep Smith with an update that goes on for hours. Wait till something happens and then break in, will you? And when Megyn Kelly's talking about one of our Americans getting their head cut off, you don't put the video of stupid Ferguson because some asshole is getting arrested. I mean, Fox News, you should be better than that. But sometimes, you know, sometimes they screw up. And I don't like Shepard Smith anyway. Never did, never will. Never thought he was good. Never liked him. He's a smart ass. I don't like him. I don't trust him. And I don't need him breaking in on some stupid riot. Somebody's getting arrested in Ferguson. This has been going on for how long now, and we got to have a special. I hope tonight they don't have a special, because I'm sick and tired of watching these stupid specials. They're not special. Been very clear. All he's been very clear is lies have been very clear. The evidence doesn't really point out. But I'd still like to know why there was no dash cam video. Maybe they did, the way their truck was parked, if the video didn't see it, I don't know. But it's an apartment complex. Maybe there's video out there, I don't know. But I think there was another cop at the scene. I don't know. You would think that there would be some kind of cop video something. But the evidence without the video doesn't suggest that he was shot in the back. It does not suggest that, you know, he may or may not have his hands up. But if you're running after somebody and you got your hands up, okay, I mean, you could have your hands up in an aggressive manner. They doesn't have to be raised in the air. You can still have your hands raised. You're charging with your fists, but they don't have to be standing straight up in the air. So if you look at where the wounds are in the arms, yeah, I mean, it makes sense if somebody's charging them. But it's so easy now when you're a victim. And, you know, black people are in a victim category. And it's very easy since you know you're a victim. And the media loves victims. To claim that you were attacked and these people, you know, I mean, it's just, oh, the white cop. Well, automatically the white cop is guilty because he shot a black man. Well, no. But to them, yes. So I guess if you're in an all-black neighborhood, you can only have black cops. But if a white guy shows up into the neighborhood, I guess you got to call in a white cop. So the black cop, I guess, what has he got to do? He can't hold him there. He can't do anything. He's got to wait for the white cop to do anything. Otherwise, he's going to get sued. I mean, these people are, what they're doing is they're ruining for the real victims. And there are victims. There's victims of any kind of crime you can think of. But these people are rioting the wrong case. And I've said that from the very damn beginning. Meanwhile, these real riots out there. I mean, these real victims out there. Of real racism, of real this, of real that. Well, we don't get to hear those. Al Sharpton doesn't like those. He can't make any money off of those. So he goes to the ones where he can make money off of them. And Jesse Jackson, he's got to come down there. They all got to come down there. Everybody's got to have specials. And now we're going to have all these TV specials. Oh, the Ferguson riots. We don't need to be talking about Ferguson anymore, so let's stop talking about it. It's driving me nuts. Well, all the media, they're leaving. They don't see any more reason to stay. I don't know. Homeland Security, they issued a bulletin warning that the hacktivist group Anonymous is planning a nationwide protest Thursday against the Ferguson police shooting. So whatever they're going to do, I guess it's going to be nationwide. Exactly what kind of protests are going to be, I don't know. But now you've got New York City cop cars getting, you know, human feces put on the door handles. What the hell that's about, I don't know. Who knows? But I got a couple of stories here. I don't know if I'm going to have time tonight or not. But if I don't, we'll make it tomorrow. But I want to cover this one here real quick. This Pentagon evidently broke the law with the Bergdahl prisoner swap. Well, of course they did. We already knew that. But see, now they put it in a headline. And now it's news. Now it's real. It's in a headline. It's got to be real. Further, the report said that the Pentagon broke another law by using funds that were not technically available. Well, they're the government. And the king can use any funds that he wants. So that's the king's money. All money is the king's money. He can do whatever he wants. He's got a pen. He's got a checkbook. Thanks to, well, you know, McConnell, McCain, Boehner, Pete King, all the rest of these jack wagons. Damn Republicans. Daryl Issa, you broke my heart, son. You broke my heart. The GAO, you remember them, the Government Accountability Office. Those are the people throwing those wild, lavish parties in Vegas, in hot tubs. Well, they said the law in this case is clear and unambiguous. Unambiguous. Meaning that you can't, well, it's very clear. You can't spin your way out of it. Oh, but wait, they're Democrats. They can spin their way out of anything. Just blame it on a Republican. Blame it on a Tea Party. Blame somebody for being a racist or a homophobe. You'll win the argument. The agency said while the Defense Department defended the legality of the controversial swap, in our view, the Department of Defense has dismissed the significance of the express language in the law. No, they were told to do what they were told to do by the king. And the only thing the king does is he gets on the horn. He says, hey, Attorney General, yeah, I want to do, you know, this crime and this crime and this crime and this crime. Can you tell me if that's legal within the Constitution? Oh, yes, sir, Mr. President, sir, yes, it's legal, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir, you are within the Constitution. You are within the confines of the Constitution. Yes, sir. So he does it. And he's a constitutional scholar. So even if the Attorney General was to say, I don't know, sir, it looks a little shaky to me. It looks like you could be, you know, you could be breaking the constitutional law here. Well, no, I'm a constitutional lawyer. You didn't know that? Yeah, I taught constitutional law at Harvard. And no, you were a guest speaker that rarely showed up. And you're an idiot. You probably bored the living hell out of your class. I don't find him to be that good of an orator. Not for nothing. I mean, I know I got a broken left-handed tongue and I can't speak, but I don't consider this guy that good of an orator. He's boring. I don't even listen to that. Shut up. Senator Lisa Murkowski, she's another idiot. Among the lawmakers who requested the report, said Thursday that the president clearly defied the law. Well, she wants to win re-election. Of course she's going to go against the president. She's a Republican. Politicians do a damn thing. Unless it's vote-worthy. And that's what makes me sick. So you come out and you say the right things. Yeah, but you're saying it for a vote. You're not saying it because you believe it or you mean it. Or you're going to follow it up and do something about it. We've all seen the president decide to override the concept of checks and balances. Really? You're just now picking up on that there, sweetheart? Huh? I mean, why do we got to read these stupid quotes of all these stupid people? We already know what the hell the guy's doing. We don't need to have a damn politician make a quote, a statement, a tweet. Oh, well, Senator Lisa Murkowski, she said it, and I believe it. Well, then it's definitely got to be true. I don't know. Whether the fine will result in any form of legal complaint remains to be seen. Nothing's going to happen. The king made a decision to trade his friends for a deserter. Because he is a deserter. There's not going to be anything. John Boehner's not going to put that in his little lawsuit, even though he should. He should put the fact that you committed treason twice with Benghazi. How many other times you've committed treason? I mean, I don't know. We don't really know. We don't really know anything that you've done other than golf and eat. Nothing's going to happen. Now, whether Bergdahl gets charged for desertion, I don't know. But you're sending out. Now, here the Army knew. This is what I don't understand. Something, this whole case, this whole case doesn't make any sense to me at all. Now, they knew very early on that he was with the Taliban. They knew that very, very, very early on. They sent all their troops out there. They were looking for this guy for what, a couple of months or whatever the hell it was? They got it on the radio. They knew that he was out there looking for the Talibans, and they knew that the Taliban had him, or it was another group connected to the Taliban. I don't know what the hell their name is. But they're somehow connected, or they're cousins or something. I don't know. They're all the same people to me. They're jihadis. They want to cut your head off. That's all I know. But they knew damn good and well this man was a deserter. They knew from the very beginning he was a deserter. So why they labeled him and allowed him to be promoted in captivity, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. They knew he was a deserter. So why did they promote him twice? What they should have done is not promote him and call him sergeant. That just makes me sick. I don't call him sergeant. He's private. He's a private. He's a private. He's not a sergeant. Sergeants don't desert their post and go play with the Taliban and then get their dad to dress up like the Taliban. Now, as a father, I mean, is he really that sympathetic? I mean, did he shave his beard now that his kid is home? And I guess this Bo Bergdahl still hasn't spoken to his parents. What the hell is that all about? I mean, his dad's out there, you know, dressing up like the Taliban for him. And he still won't speak to him. And Mama, I mean, I don't know what to say about her, but she should have said something to her husband like, look, sweetheart, you want to stay living with me? You're going to shave that stupid beard. You're going to stop running around acting like Talibans and quoting speeches. And you're going to stop praising Allah in here. Okay, you understand? You're going to stop it. I mean, I don't know what the hell the deal is, but this whole story, just none of it makes any sense to me at all. I've never understood it. And then you've got five of the worst. The worst men on planet Earth. And you're going to trade him for this guy? And his parents, they come to the White House. How come that reporter, how come the president couldn't, you know, have these people, you know, shipped into Martha's Vineyard, the parents, and he give a speech out, you know, at the golf course there like he did with the Bergdahls? How come he couldn't do something with that? I mean, is golf really that much more important than a real American getting killed rather than a deserter? I mean, again, right is wrong, blah, blah, blah. Bizarro world, we're living in a bad Seinfeld episode, and I want the son of a bitch to turn off. I hope this opinion by Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office sends a clear signal to the president that his recent shift towards unilateral action is not consistent with this nation's principles and our carefully designed separation of powers. Sick of all these stupid statements here. Now, this one here, this is an absurdity. We're going to get... I'm just sick of this whole Bergdahl thing. We know that they broke the law. We know what they did. They're not going to do anything about it. It was done by the king. The king had ordered it with his magic pen. He decreed it. He signed it. It's law of the land. These Taliban are in Qatar, if they still are in Qatar. Do we really know where they really are? Are they working with ISIS? Are they in the United States even? I hate to say it, but I mean, that is a question you have to ask. Do we really know where these people are? I doubt it. Do we care? I doubt it. Well, there are some people that care, but on this administration, I doubt it. But a Dating Naked, this is the name of the show, Dating Naked. Which, why not? I mean, if you're going to date, you might as well get naked. Well, that's the name of this show. It's a VH1 show, all these stupid reality shows. Which, I hate reality TV, there should be a law against it. It sucks, and it's stupid. And it's not reality. It's not reality. People think it is, but it's not. And if you don't have any reality of your own, we'll go out and get some. But this particular show, it's called Dating Naked. Well, a cast member is now suing VH1 because, well, they showed her naked. Swear to God. A woman who went on Dating Naked has filed a $10 million lawsuit after VH1 showed her too naked. New York model Jessie Nitwit, says the headline-making freshman reality series flashed her crotch during one segment where she playfully wrestles with a date on the beach. Okay. Here you are, you're playfully wrestling on the beach. In the buff. I wonder if Joe Biden watches this show. Maybe that's where he got his idea. He'd go swimming naked. Maybe Joe Biden watches it. Maybe Joe Biden should go on Dating Naked. You can date Joe Biden. Boy, wouldn't that boost up the ratings. I mean, get the hell out of here with this. But she's out there on the beach wrestling with this guy naked. Bone-ass naked, wrestling around with this guy. Which, I got nothing wrong with wrestling around with women, eh, and naked. There's nothing wrong with it. Men and women, there's nothing wrong with men and women getting naked and wrestling with each other. Nothing wrong with that at all. That's how little babies get made. And little babies are good things. So it's okay. If you're going to go on a reality show that requires you to be naked, and you're out there wrestling, which you're moving in all different kinds of directions, and you're wrestling naked. And accidentally, they show a very quick boom of her crotch. Well, she didn't like that, even though they told her, well, we're going to blur it out. We're not going to show that. Well, that's still not enough. She wants to sue now for $10 million. Well, you know what? If you don't want your cookies spread out all over the goddamn airwaves, well, put some panties on. But not for nothing. If you don't want to be shown naked, well, then why are you naked? Doesn't make any sense to me. Viewers noticed the reveal despite it being very a brief shot. It was so brief, boom, you couldn't really see. If you're a teenager, you can see all kinds of stuff when you're a teenager. I Dream a Genie? Oh, man, did I see all kinds of things if I Dream a Genie. I saw a genie. Man, when you're a teenager, you can see all kinds of things. Well, that's part of being a teenager. Nitwits, whatever her stupid name is, said she endured jokes on social media at her expense. Oh, my God. Because somebody made a joke on Facebook, she's now all distraught and depressed and got the blues and now has to sue for $10 million. Producers had allegedly assured Nitwits that her genitals would be fully blurred during the episode. Well, Dating Naked typically shows bare buttocks, cast breasts, and genitals are heavily blurred. A plaintiff was shocked, horrified, and outraged to observe this intrusion into her privacy for all to see, reads the suit filed by attorney Matthew J. Blitt. Again, if she is so shocked and horrified and outraged that her little cookie was shown so brief and so that you couldn't really see anything, again, unless you're 13. If it is so concerning to you that your privacy is so violated, why were you out there wrestling naked? Why would you go on a show called Dating Naked and get naked and date in the nude? You can walk around the – you've got other cast members. You got camera crews. You got directors. You got producers. You got all these people walking around. And you're showing them you're naked. And you're getting naked with a stranger on the show, a cast member. And that's okay. But they briefly show it on TV, and now you're going to wig out. It's like people, they walk around their home, and they're cussing and screaming all day long. SOB this, F this, bop, 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 bop. And they hear an S word on TV, and they flip out. Oh, my God, almighty and sweet blue heaven, the world just tipped off its axis. We've now just bounced out of the damn galaxy. Well, you can say it within the privacy of your own home. That's fine. But if you hear that word in the privacy of your own home on a television, well, then it's an outrage. Now, how can it be an outrage? It's not an outrage. It's you being an idiot. Well, nitwits also noted in a New York Post interview that the man she was dating never called her again after the show aired. Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's, you know, a little scorned that this guy that she's wrestling naked on the beach with never called her again. So now she wants to sue for $10 million because this guy never called her again. Well, did you realistically think he was there, honey? Huh? Come on. Shut up. I mean, what the hell is this? I mean, this is beyond absurd. And this is why I wanted to read this tonight. I mean, this is just crazy absurd. This goes to show you that, you know, I mean, up is down, down is up now. It goes to show you where our society is. Where are we? I don't know. I'm trying to find it. But it looks like Bill Clinton now, the maker of the world's most expensive cigars, says that Bill Clinton is a client. Former President Bill Clinton reportedly indulges in some of the world's most expensive cigars from a Dominican Republican company who smokes fetch up to $1,000 a cigar. Not a box, but one cigar. The chief executive officer of the company, Gurkha, I guess his name is, or is the name of the company, told Bloomberg News that one box of His Majesty's Reserve fetches $25,000. The price is expected to increase about $30,000 next year. So instead of $1,000 for that one cigar, it's going to be $2,000. Or it's going to be, what, $1,250 for a cigar. We hunt for the most exotic tobaccos around the world. Rationalizing the nearly $1,000 price tag, this representative says. The company produces about 20,000 boxes per year. Clients include business leaders, royal families, and dignitaries. Matthew McConaughey. Well, Matthew McConaughey smokes a $1,000 cigar. Well, good for him. Bill Clinton loves the Beauties. I guess that's the name of the cigar. He loves the Gurkhas. The company's beauties go for $600 apiece, but it is unclear whether he smokes the $1,000 His Majesty's Reserve cigar. Well, I wonder what cigar he inserted into Monica Lewinsky. Was that a beauty, or was it a His Majesty Reserve cigar? I wonder if he used a $1,000 cigar on her.
He probably used the, you know, the Swisher sweets.
All right, that's about all we got tonight. We got to turn this ship around, pull into port. And again, you're going to have to sail solo tomorrow. I'm going to the Yankee game. An old friend I haven't seen in a million years. So it's going to be a fun trip, and I'm going to have fun, and I will see you back here Monday night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.